Thank you. I now call to order this PNB special meeting September the 14th at about 5:42 p.m. on the West Coast. Mr. Secretary, please take roll.
Okay. Grace Allen.
Here.
Ms. here. Jonathan Alexander.
Here.
Alexander is here. David Beaton. Okay. Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Brown is here. Adriana Kesenev.
Present.
Adriana is here. Bill Kozier.
Here.
Kozier is here. Catherine Davis. Okay. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Diaz is here. Juan Lugano. Wanda. Can you get back to you? Jan Goodman?
I'm here. This muting is what I'm
okay, that's
here.
Right. That's fine. Jan Goodman? Can you get back to you? Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Sabrina is here. Ken Lofer?
Here.
Lofer is here. Robert Mark? Robert?
I'm here.
Okay, Mark is here. Serene Roberts? Serene? I'll get back to you. Master Sabah?
Hazar.
Sabah is here. Kian Skuggs?
Present.
Yes, Skuggs is here. Nancy Sauden? Nancy? Get back to her. Alex Steinberg? Right. Tanaka is here. Temba Spanga? Temba?
Oh.
Okay. Shipanda is here. Andrea Turner? Right here. Maskira? Washington?
Present.
Okay, Maskira is here. All right.
Excuse me. Could you text? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's speaking?
Maskila here. Could you text Serene her telephone code, please?
Oh, sure. Okay. I'm going to go off a little bit, and I have to... Okay, I'll text message her code. Hang on a sec. Let's see. Serene Roberts.
Aki,
yes,
Aki, is Chan on the call?
No, he's not.
Okay, she emailed me to please send her number and code to Jerry's cell phone. So I am going to text you her husband's cell phone because her cell phone is dead. And she has no internet access either.
You're talking about Jan?
Jan Goodman, yes.
Yeah, I just texted her husband's phone.
Okay.
So let me text Serene here. See, I think I have Serene's number. Okay, let me get Serene the number. Hang on. Let me just be off of it. Just a second here.
Okay, while we're getting this done, can I have two volunteers for timekeepers?
I can do the personnel person if you want.
Okay, you're going to take the speaker.
Mansoor, I should say. Mansoor can do that.
Okay, and who can time the items for me?
I can do that.
All right, thanks, Aki.
Okay, let me just
send you know of any excused absences?
Quanto forte, Mr. Chair. Adriana Kasnev.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Kasnev.
Yes, I already email, I hope that everybody received it. I emailed my point of order for the permanent breach of our bylaws and the California Corporation Code using this method of communication that doesn't allow all the directors to communicate concurrently. I don't know if you see it. Do you want me to read the whole point of order? I already emailed it.
That's all right. Let the record show that I have it right here in the front of me. I've received it, and I believe the entire board should have received it. And the secretary will note your objection in the minutes. However, I will have to rule that we will continue using this system, and we have voted on it many times in the past, so we're simply going to note your objection in the minutes. And or we could actually attach this to the minutes, the point of order that you sent to
us. Mr. Chair, I want really to object to challenge your ruling because it's some noises in the middle. I always have the hope that that the board come to their senses and really stop breaching fiduciary, but our bylaws. But in this case, I want to challenge your ruling, sir.
Point of information. Request for information.
What is your question, Ms. Aaron?
I'd like to know if we finish with the roll call and if we finish with excused absences.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the roll call because there are some people that joined up. Okay, so let me go through again. Okay. Let's see.
I'm going to come back to you, Ms. Kasanev.
Okay. So, let's see. David Beaton? No. Catherine Davis? No. Jan Goodman? Serene Roberts? Nancy Sullivan? Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Okay, Steinberg is present. All right. So we have 16 people. And I sent the call-in number to the I texted the call-in number to both Serene Roberts and Jan Goodman's husband's phone. So we'll see what happens. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. So that's 16 people, and we're on Ms. Kasanev's challenge to my ruling.
Okay.
I certainly have no problems with going to a vote on that. If you vote to uphold the ruling of the chair, we will a yes vote would be to continue to use the Maestro system. A no vote would be to stop using the Maestro system.
Okay. Here we go. Grace,
yes. Great. To uphold the ruling of the chair.
Alan is yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Okay, Brown is no. Adriana Kasanev?
No.
Adriana Kasanev is no. Okay, Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Crozier is yes, okay. And Benita Diaz?
No.
Benita Diaz is no. Okay, Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes, okay. Serena Jacobs?
Yes, I pulled the ruling of the chair.
Jacobs is yes, okay. Ken Goffer?
Yes.
Goffer is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Robert Mark is yes, okay. Sibling Roberts? He's not on yet. Mansour Shabbat?
Yes.
Survives, yes. Okay. T.M. Scruggs?
Yes.
Scruggs is yes. Nancy Sullivan is not on yet. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Temba Chibanda?
No.
Okay. Chibanda is no. Muscular? Washington?
No.
Okay, muscular, yes, no. All right. So right now we have Jonathan Alexander. I forgot to get your vote. Jonathan?
I'm voting.
Okay. So we have 11 yes, 5 no. So the challenge is defeated. We'll go to the item on the agenda. Excuse me, point of
Anyone know of any excused absences? Is that Mr. Diaz?
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, I can't hardly hear. Well, I can hear Aki, but I can't make out his words. It's very
good. Okay, I'll put the microphone right to my mouth. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Does anyone know of any request for excused absences?
Bill.
Aki?
I moved to excuse Zach Beaton. He was subjected to Hurricane Irma, and I don't know if he's... I haven't heard from him, so I don't know if he's able to communicate with us or not.
Okay.
This is Grace. I'd like to request, if necessary, an excused absence for Jan Goodman because she's traveling in Oregon and her phone is broken and she may not have cell phone access.
Objection.
Any others?
Benito.
You object to Ms. Goodman's excused absences, Mr. Diaz?
I object.
Or both.
Yeah, I object.
Personal points of
Hold on, just a moment, sir. Let me get this straight. Just hang on. One thing.
I was just going to ask Benita to get a little bit distance between him and his phone because it comes very loud.
Okay.
So just a little bit. Please. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so, Mr. Diaz, can we see if there are any other excused absences? That way we can handle your objection all at once. I think this might be all, though. Does anyone else have any other excused absences?
We can do it for Serene just because Serene cannot get on the phone with us. That's all.
Okay, so Monsieur is going to request an excused absence for Serene, which is CR.
Now back to
Mr. Diaz.
I object to an excused absence for Serene Roberts.
Well, is that
I object.
Okay. All right.
I rescind mine. I do resent. Thank you.
So much fun. Okay, I'm going to go back to Mr. Diaz. Mr. Diaz, you objected to both excused absences to Dave Beaton and to Jane Goodman?
Correct. For the reason that an excused absence is something that the person does themselves ahead of the meeting by whatever form, not by their friend who happens to want to look out for them. Okay? So if the individual did not send an email to the PMB, then that is not what the bylaws require.
Request for information,
Mark. Mr. Diaz, we'll just move to a vote on the excuse absences. What's your question, Mr. Mark?
Yes, I would like to know the member's authority for that position. I would think that an excused absence is an absence that is excused, and anybody can ask for it.
Well, you know, I don't have the bylaws in front of me. But my understanding, and I've gone through this a million times in several years, is that an excused absence is something that, in other words, the requirement is that the individual sends a request to the entire LSB before the meeting. And the bottom line is, It's by the individual. The individual has to request it, not their friend requesting it for them because they didn't get around to it for whatever reason.
Okay, I can see both sides of that, but we're going to just go ahead to a vote on the excused absences of Dave Beaton and Jan Goodman. But you do have a point. Well, I won't elaborate. Who is that?
This is T.M. Squiggs. Does anyone have a copy? Sure. I'm trying to see, find them online. Does anyone have a copy of the bylaws? And let us weigh in to tell us.
I don't have one in front of me, but we can, I'm sure a vote would be quicker, unless someone wants to pull out their bylaws right now.
Okay, so this is just to vote on the...
And in all actuality, an excused absence has very little value. That's why I typically stay away from them myself. I find it best when I'm absent to not request an excused absence so as not to waste time.
Okay, well, we'll just go through a vote.
Secretary,
okay.
You have the bylaws right there in front of you.
I have the bylaws. It says it's in Article 4, Section 9, removal of delegates. Point C, failure of a delegate to attend 3 consecutive local station board meetings, which absences have not been excused by a majority vote of the LSC members present at the meeting in question. And I believe that's the same for the directors. It doesn't stipulate that.
It's the same for the LSC.
Thank you for that background information, Ms. Aaron. So now we're just going to go ahead to the vote. And move on with the agenda.
Okay, Grace, Benito?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Jim Brown?
This is
Jim Brown. Get back to you. Adriana? Adriana Castanet? Okay, get back to you. Phil Closure?
This is to excuse them, is that correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
I vote yes.
Okay, Closures, yes. Benito Diaz?
Absolutely not.
Okay, Diaz is no. Lana Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacobs is yes. Ken Goffer?
Yes.
Goldfish, yes. Barbara Mark?
Mark
is yes. Serene Roberts, not on yet. Marcel Sabat?
Yes, and I hope nobody's house gets flooded.
Sabat, yes. Okay, GM Scruggs?
Yes.
Scruggs, yes. Nancy Thornton joins, so Nancy?
No.
Okay, so then it's no. Eric Sandler? Eric Sandler?
Yes.
Okay, Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Timba, Shivanga? Timba? Let me get back to you here. Muskita, Washington?
No.
Okay, Muscular is no. Get back to Jonathan.
I abstain.
Okay, Jonathan abstains. Okay. Jim Brown? Jim Brown?
No.
Okay, Brown is no. Adriana? Adriana?
I'm excused, but I
need an actual
excuse. No.
Okay. No? All right. So?
Let me see if I got all the votes here. Temba Shivantaka, how did you vote? I'm sorry. Could you get back? Temba? Temba Shivanda?
You called Temba Shivanda?
So? Well, so
hello?
Yes or no? Temba? Who is it? Yes or no?
I'm a. Are you calling on Temba?
Yeah, Temba.
I'm a victim of Irma and I'm on the line, so no.
Okay, all right. So to excuse the absence is 10 yes, 6 no, and 1 abstention. Okay, so next on the agenda, Jeffrey.
Mr. Chair, this is Rhonda Garner. May I be recognized?
Yes,
Ms. Garner. I would like for you to call the members Adriana Casanave and Tashimba.
Timba. That's my name. Timba.
I apologize for the mispronunciation. Anyway, could you please call them to order?
Well, you should learn how to say it before you even say it.
Please, Mr. Shibanga,
so you mispronounce.
Go ahead. Ms. Garner, please, just quickly.
Okay, could you please call them out of order and remind the body that we should just answer in a vote with a yes or no question?
Well, call the dude who said that, you know, he don't want anybody's house to be flooded in order, out of order also. Call him out of order also. Don't have special rules for one person.
And Mr. Shibanda, please don't yell at the chair when he actually agrees with you. It just doesn't make any dang sense. All right? Now, Ms. Garner, I could call all three members to order because Mr. Sabah, and I'll remind everybody, we don't have to make comments when we take a vote. Taking a vote can be a simple thing. We can just take a vote. We don't have to argue about it at all. That's why I don't ask for excused absences.
Information, Mr. Chair.
Finish this. Are we in the middle of a vote? No, I have a question.
No.
Are we in the middle of a vote still, Mr. Secretary? Can we finish that?
Yes. And also,
okay.
Serene Lovitz is on the call, so just want to let you know.
Thank you very much. We've discussed on item number 2 on the agenda. Yes, is your question pertaining to agenda approval or excused absences?
Well, I have some members that are telling me, are you sure that we are being streamed? Because some members are saying that they cannot listen to the stream. Please be sure that we are being streamed.
Otis assures me that we are being streamed, but I'll check on it for you. Or I'll have someone check on it for me while I continue. We're in, but thank you for the heads up on that. That's always important because things do happen. We have 15. Does anyone here object to approval of the agenda as is?
Mrs. Roberts.
Yes, Ms. Roberts.
Okay, so I don't know what the agenda is. I had asked the vice chair to get me contact information for the, because I have her cell number in my phone, but I tried to get the secretary's number and never got a response. So consequently, I couldn't ask him to text me the agenda, and it's not posted on kpfkx.org. So I'd like to actually hear the agenda.
It would be my pleasure. Item number 2 is agenda approval. Item number 3, minutes approval, and that's the minutes of 8/17/17. Item number 4 says minutes and suspension of voting rights. And then item number 5 says minutes and telephonic meeting. I imagine.
It's actually motion.
Yeah.
Motion.
They're motions. They're motions.
Yeah.
Sorry. So that's what it is. It's, so just to be clear,
Nancy
again,
Stewart, in point of order.
Just a moment. I'm answering Ms. Roberts' question. She needs the agenda read. So he put minutes there, but he meant motions. So they're actually motions, which makes sense. So after item number three, minutes approval, item number four is a motion about the suspension of voting rights. Item number five is about telephonic meetings. And my favorite item number six would be adjournment to close session at a time certain about 21 and a half minutes from now.
The question?
Yes.
The voting rights, the suspension of voting rights, is that from Jeff Sessions, or who was bringing that motion?
I have no idea. It looks like a Robert Mark, but the question is, do you have an objection to the agenda? I've read the agenda.
Nancy Sorden, point of order.
I'm not going to go down and read the motions. What's your point of order, Ms. Sorden?
Why isn't the motion on that's listed right below everybody's names an item on the agenda?
Let's see what we see here. Mr. Secretary, first of all, my question was if anybody had any objections. Is there an objection to this agenda? Because if not, we can just approve it.
I object.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts. So now, right after our names, it says the following motion is noticed to be considered a later meeting. Answer a question for me, Aki.
Oh, it's my getting the minutes, as Benito says, I think it's proper to put the context of the motion when you write the minutes so that you follow the minutes, you know exactly what you are following. However, when you're doing agenda approval and you're trying to allocate the time and know what is on the agenda, what happens is that, for instance, this motion here, the first one, takes one page, and the second one takes about 3/4 of a page. So if I put the text of all of the motion after each agenda item, then people are going to have a hard time trying to figure out 15 minutes on this page, then add 15 minutes, go back another page and add another 15 minutes. And you add two more pages and you have 10 minutes. So after a while, people are going to figure out, 15 minutes, that's 15 minutes, that's 10 minutes. So I decided that it's easier to find out that putting the minutes there as a summary at the top might be a better way to assess what's on the agenda. So anyway, that's what I did.
No, you're missing the point.
Fascinating.
The agenda, okay, the agenda. There's a lot of things on this agenda. It has order of things, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then it has the members in the meeting. Although some of those people are not here, they shouldn't be listed. And then it says the following motion is noticed to be considered at a later meeting. Why is that on the agenda? If we approve the agenda, that means that we approve that to be considered at a later meeting. Is that correct? And why wasn't that read to the people that can't see you?
The motion is noticed to be considered at a later meeting. And that refers to, but I don't think so, because that motion's on the agenda.
No. You didn't read it.
You did not read it to the people that cannot see the agenda.
Well, no, I wasn't going to read the motion. We're just at agenda approval now. Then we would end up debating the motion and the merits of the motion. You know how it goes. No, that's not what we're going to do.
We can't approve it unless people know what it says.
So you're suggesting, just so I'm clear, that I read the motions?
Yeah.
The thing with that
is, like three
and I'm not objecting to
like,
it at all. I'm not objecting to it at all.
Three sentences
first of all, we are all responsible for having email boxes where we can receive the agendas, and the agenda was sent out early this morning. However, we have 8 minutes and 31 seconds left on this item, and if you would like to spend it with me reading the motions, I don't have a problem with that.
Mr. Chair, I object. Who is that? Point of order. It is improper.
I'm sorry. Who objects?
Alex.
This is
hello.
Alex.
Hello.
It is completely.
Okay.
Yeah. This is Alex Steinberg. I think it's improper to, so to speak, to railroad the chair into reading motions during agenda approval. The time to read motions is when we're actually debating the motions.
Correct, and it is not my responsibility take care of all the email boxes on the board, fortunately. I can't read all the motions, and these are very, very lengthy motions, and it's going to take a
while
to actually read the motions.
All I can do is read the title of it. The title of it. You read the title of it. No, you didn't.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Are you talking about this motion, the suspension of voting rights?
Well, I'm talking about the following motion is noticed to be considered at a later meeting, that one. You did not read the title of that one. And if we approve this agenda, that means...
Well, I'm sorry, are you saying the part that I didn't read is rescind previous motion on management letter by Bob Mark? And rescind the motion passed by PNB on July 27th? I'm sorry, rescind the motion passed by PNB on July 27th. Regarding the auditor's management letter and refer back to committee to draft a new motion based on the 2015 audit management letter. It's 6:14 on the West Coast, and this has a time certain of about 16 minutes from now, and we're going to get through the whole agenda. We have 10 minutes left on this item. I suggest if we have
5 minutes.
Mr. Mark, can you briefly... clarify that for me, Jordan?
That motion
That's for the next meeting. That is for the next meeting. At a later meeting.
Actually, it was done on the last meeting. Shouldn't be on there at all. Because without objection on the last meeting, the motion passed to rescind and the motion to remand to the committee passed. And an audit of the tape will reflect that. When I sent that, it was because this committee passed the motion that was drafted in February or March, and this body sometime in July got around to completing the agenda and passed a motion that just didn't make any sense. And I asked that it not be passed at the time. And so then I asked that at some future meeting we could get the motion to rescind with proper notice on the agenda. But my recollection is we got to that at our last meeting, and that without objection, everybody agreed that it could be rescinded, and everybody agreed it could be remanded back to the audit committee. And an audit of the table.
Well,
I don't draft agendas.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Nancy,
It seems to me, Ms. Jordan, that... unless I'm mistaken, that Mr. Secretary may have made a mistake.
I think I probably should have kept it in there. Anyway, it was good for 10 minutes of discussion. So.
Well, then maybe you should strike this from the agenda.
So moved.
Why was rescinding this not addressed in some seconds
there?
Okay. Why was this lumped together with the audit report when the audit report should have been in the open session?
I think that was just explained. It was an oversight.
What was the urgency of lumping this
letter? We just had a motion, and it was seconded. And it was seconded to have
audit report approval. What was the urgency of
your suggestion, Ms. Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Are there any objections to striking this from the agenda? Hearing none, it's stricken from the agenda.
Striking what? Striking what? What are we striking?
The little paragraph there. Ms. Thornton, would you like to explain to Mansoor what we're striking?
So right after the names of the members in the supposed to be the members in attendance, but it has everybody.
Okay, it's all right. I got it. Thank you. No explanation needed. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, right up until the dotted line there. Okay, I think we're clear and it's stricken. Were there other objections to the agenda as amended? Hearing none.
Yeah, I think all of those motions should be rejected. And we should.
Pardon me?
What's the purpose of those motions? Why do we have to vote on? What's the purpose of putting these motions on the agenda?
At any rate, we're going to go ahead to a vote on approval of the agenda, not unless there's some other, because you're not clear there, Ms. Thornton. Are you saying that the other motions now shouldn't be there? Are you objecting to those?
Excuse me, Chair. The time is up on the agenda approval.
Thank you. Then I ask one more time, just to be clear, it seems like there may have been an objection. Are there any objections to approving this agenda?
I did object earlier.
Thank you. Thank you. So, Mr. Secretary, start the vote.
Okay. All right. So, Grace Howe?
Yes, I approve the agenda.
Okay. Ms. Yes. Now, Jim Brown?
No.
Okay. Brown, Ms. No. Adriana? Cousinette?
No.
Adriana is no. Bill Corger?
Yes.
Corger, yes. Okay, Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Lugano?
Yes.
Lugano is yes. Jan Goodman? Is that on? Is off. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay, Jacob is yes. Ken Bolfa?
Yes.
Bolfa is yes. Father Mark?
I vote yes.
Mark is yes. Okay. Serene Roberts?
No.
Roberts is no. Okay. Mansoor Sawar?
Yes. And Jan Goodman's trying to reach you, so, all right. Yes to the.
Okay. Sawar is yes. Okay. TM Scruggs?
Yes.
Lockers,
yes.
Yes. Nancy Sorden?
No.
No. Nancy Sorden, no. Okay, Alex Spangler?
Yes.
Because yes. Tanaka is yes. Trimba Shibanda? Trimba?
No.
Okay, Temba is no. Rikita?
I keep Beijing on the call.
Yes, I see. Okay. Mosquito, yes. Washington?
No.
Mosquito is no. Okay. So, Dave Beelen, this is our agenda approval?
Vote yes on the agenda approval.
Okay, Beelen is yes. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. All right. So it's 12 yes and 7 no. So agenda is approved. So the next item is minutes approval.
And we have 5 minutes for that item. And minutes from 8/17/17. I believe Aki sent those out this morning. Folks can take a look at them. Are there any objections to the minutes?
Request for information.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mark.
Was 8/17 our last meeting?
Yes, 8/17 was our last meeting.
Okay.
Okay, Benito.
Yes, Mr. Diaz?
And Serene Lewis.
Yes, so I object to these minutes. Aki already said, already told us that he did not do what he was directed to do by the CMP. But number one before that... Excuse me?
You said what he was directed to do. Could you tell us what that was?
On at least two prior meetings, the last two meetings, I objected to the, and Adriana as well, objected to the minutes, and amongst other things, I said that it's a problem. You know, we can't read his minutes because he keeps putting these motions all the way down at the bottom, and you don't know what is what, you know, and especially when you get the stuff at the last minute and you're looking through, you know, the minutes real quick, you don't see it. So anyway, at the last meeting and the one prior to that, I made the objection, and the chair approved or said the point well taken, or however you say it. And if I remember correctly, there was a vote on that as well, although I won't swear to it. So the point is that the secretary was directed to put the minutes with the motion, or the moment, the wording of the motion with that item in the agenda, and he continues to not do it. So that's...
You mean instead of going down to the bottom where it's all at? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay. I think I remember about the same thing, but...
Benito, did you look at the minutes?
Sorry.
Can I finish?
Benito, did you look at the minutes?
What do you think I'm talking about?
I don't think what you say applies here.
Time is up.
Not to confuse the issue, Mr. Diaz, does this also involve the, what we also mentioned about the points of order?
Huh?
Attaching the points of order to the the minutes?
Yes. Yeah, that's an additional point. But right here, I was simply speaking to the wording of the motions themselves not being included in the body of the agenda. And so as a consequence, folks can't see it. You don't see the wording of the motion.
Chair, time is up.
I think we got you, Mr. Diaz. Thank you. All right, thank you, Mr. Diaz. Your point's taken. Mr. Secretary, if you could recall from the last meeting, was that a decision or was that an oversight this time to put them in? And we only had about 45 seconds left in this item.
Well, with the minutes approval, and all the wording of the motion is in the minutes as they appear. They're not at the bottom.
No.
Request for information.
What's your question, Ms. Aaron?
Okay, I am looking at the minutes of the open session of Thursday, August 17th. Those are the minutes we're approving. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. There are no motions taken up in that meeting. They're just minutes approval. That's all we did. So it's not possible. The point of order by Adriana Castaneda is put right after the excused absences in the minutes. And then after that, there were several procedural items Agenda approval, minutes approval of 8/3/17, minutes old minutes approval of March 2nd, 2017, minutes then we adjourned. There were no motions in that meeting, so it would not have been possible to put the motions in the minutes at the correct place. If there had been motions, it might have been possible. So I suggest that we go to a vote on approving the minutes of 8/17.
Okay, Benito.
Well, we have no choice because time is up for this item. We have objections. I was actually looking at the wrong minutes just now to make matters worse, but we're way over time for this item, and we only have 2 minutes left in this meeting. So
I'd like to explain.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, I can hear. Just a moment. Just a moment.
Okay, so,
Ms. Roberts, I can barely hear you. Are you speaking?
Mr. Chair.
I was asking to extend for a couple of minutes. I have a question about...
Is it possible for you to turn your phone up or something?
It's all the way up, and it is now about less than an inch away from my mouth. You can't hear me?
I can hear you.
Just barely. Well, I can turn mine up. I'm sorry. I'll just... So I can hear better. You were trying to extend time, Ms. Roberts?
I was trying to extend time because I'm hearing contradictory things from Bob Mark and Grace Aaron about what happened at the last meeting. Because Bob said we passed a motion and she's saying we only did minutes. Both cannot be true.
There were a lot of minutes to approve last meeting, I recall that. But were you asking for an extension on the item or
yes,
the...
Well, I guess we have to
both.
Okay.
Right, because we're right at time certain for this, and I believe I'll be entertaining motions to adjourn.
Okay, so we'll do a minute,
but
a vote on the minutes here.
But so now we're going to go to a vote on this, because time, right. Finish this vote.
Grace out. Okay, Grace,
this is a minute
approval?
Yes, okay. I vote to approve the minutes.
And then, Ms. Roberts, you haven't lost your motion. We're going to come to that as soon as the vote is over. Go ahead, Aki.
Okay.
To be clear, what we're going to do is complete this vote, and then we'll go to the vote on the extension, like it or not.
Okay.
Jim Brown.
All right. Adriana Castaner? Adriana?
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Okay, I'll get back to you. Bill Crozier?
We're in the middle of a vote now, and we can deal with all the points after the vote.
Crozier votes, yes.
Bill Crozier, yes. All right. Benito Diaz?
What are you voting on?
Minute approval. Yeah. So, Benito, can I get back to you? Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Rhonda is yes, okay. And Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Rolfer?
Yes.
Rolfer is yes. Okay, Robert Mark? They get back to you. Serene Roberts?
No.
Serene? No? Okay. Mansa Sabah?
Yes.
What's that, Serene? Sabah is yes. T.M. Scruggs?
Yes.
T.M. Scruggs is yes. Nancy Soren?
No.
Yeah. Soren is no. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Timba? Timba Shibanda? Timba?
No.
Okay, Timba is no. No. Maskira?
No.
Okay, Maskira is no. Jonathan?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. All right. Now, Jim Bond, you was abstaining, right? Jim?
I vote no.
Jim Brown. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
No, okay, got it. Adriana?
No.
Adriana is no, okay. All right. And Benito?
I already voted no.
Oh, okay. Voted no. All right. Robert Mark?
No.
Okay, Robert Mark is no. All right. So... So it's 7 yes and 8 no. So I think they were time off for the, we can go back to the Syrian's motion. Whatever.
Right. So we're going back to Syrian's motion to extend. She's going to have to give me a time limit on that. But first, I heard a point of information from Adriana Kasanev.
And Benito.
Okay. Ms. Gaston, did you have a question? Or was it actually Benito? Hold on. Adriana? Okay, Benito, go ahead.
Can you just repeat the vote count?
Yeah, the vote count was 11 yes and 8 no.
How many yes?
11 yes and 8 no.
7, okay.
19. Okay. So now, Ms. Roberts?
So there's Adriana.
Okay, but remember, you're going to have a time limit for your motion to extend. Ms. Kasanev, did you have a question?
Yes. The previous one obviously was before the vote. It doesn't make sense now. But the question is, the secretary did two different counts. The first one, the minutes say, now he's changing the vote. How was that? He said 7 yes, 8 no before, and now 11 to 8. How did that happen? Do you know?
That's not the vote I heard. Will you repeat the tally, Aki?
Sure. Let's see.
Okay.
It's 11 yes and 8 no.